Chapter 2. Mount Etna's Fury. In the light of dawn, Emilia and her family examined the inside and outside of their dwelling. Throughout the village, other families were inspecting their homes. Except for the odd roof tile and some crockery that had smashed during the night, the village was unscathed. Heaving a collective sigh of relief, the villagers prepared to go about their daily tasks. After all, if they didn't tend their crops, what would they eat? Mama and Papa were reluctant to allow Emilia to go far with the goats, so Emilia promised that she would take them only a short distance up the hillside. Calling to her goats by name, for Emilia thought of them as her goats, even though they belonged to the entire family, Emilia assembled the herd. Then, their bells tinkling, she headed for the hillside pastures with the goats. Despite the beautiful setting, yesterday's earthquakes had left Emilia feeling anxious. Suddenly, a violent explosion rocked the earth. The goats scattered, bleeding in terror. Emilia immediately attempted to bring her herd back together. Fortunately, the goats soon regrouped, probably feeling safer as a herd. Emilia decided to take the goats home, even though it was far too early for them to be milked. Quickly, she counted her goats, then counted again. One of them, a kid, was missing. Emilia had to find it. Emilia looked behind rocks and trees, calling the goat's name as she searched. Then she heard its familiar bleat. Looking up, Emilia saw the little goat perched on a rocky outcropping. Somehow, the kid had scampered up the rocky slope to reach the ledge. Emilia held up handfuls of sweet grass, trying to tempt the kid to come down. But the young goat refused to budge and merely continued to bleat. No doubt fear had driven the kid up the ledge, and now it was reluctant to come down.